Before we get too far into this, Hank, benchmarks, revisions, can you explain some of that for me?
Sure. During the course of each year, we have a sample and a reporting of the latest employment data, but it's not complete. After the year is up, in March of the next succeeding year, so in March of 2015, we look back to 2014 and we redo the data, we update the samples, and we find out that, in fact, there was a lot more employment growth than we thought. Particularly here in Florida, when we have big surges in employment growth, we often underestimate it in real time. And it's only by looking backwards with 2020 hindsight that we can see that there really was more than we thought.
How is this revision done?
It's done by the Department of Labor in conjunction with the Florida Department of Economic Opportunity. And remember, they start with a sample. So at the end of the year, they can change the sample and they can move from the sample to the entire population and really see what actually happened based on tax records.
So they'll have a bigger data set for starters at the end of the year.
Yeah, exactly right.
And what did we find?
Well, we found that there was a lot more employment than we thought. In fact, employment growth averaged 285,000 last year compared to the initial reports that were running about 225,000 for job growth for 2014. That's a 25% increase. And not only that, there were certain areas of the state where the revisions were very large. You and I talked a lot last year about the fact employment data just kept looking low, especially in Miami-Dade County and in Orlando.
Yes.
And that's where the big changes occurred. In Miami, the data was double. Employment growth was now at 40,000 compared to the 20,000 we thought. And Orlando was almost 15, 20% higher, too. So very significant changes.
So what does this mean for Florida and for Central Florida?
Well, it means that there is a lot more employment growth than we thought, and therefore there's probably a lot more population growth, and it's much more consistent with the increases that we were seeing in retail sales and in construction. So now the data is lining up a lot better, and it sets the stage for much stronger growth this year and into 2016, because now we realize how much more growth. We're now running way above the historical averages, which after 5 years of recovery, we would expect to have occurred. And now the data are consistent with that view. So that's the new launching pad for the growth going forward this year, Nicole.
Is this going to cause some changes in how the legislature approaches the new budget? Or does it have ramifications for the state?
Yeah, it really does. For example, this growth, especially in jobs, is going to generate a lot of household formation. There's going to be a lot more children in the public schools than the growth we've had over the last few years. So more than likely, the education budget, for example, may not be adequate for the number of students that actually show up because the budget is set earlier in the year before all the children are actually showing up.
So there's a line between the job growth and population growth?
Yeah, there's a great connection between that because when we have a lot of job growth, that means working families can stay in the state or more working families are attracted into the state. They bring the children with them. And so, therefore, we see a significant expansion in the school-age population. So that's one of the consequences. We'll see others. I mean, there's a lot of good side consequences as well. Probably we'll have a lot more revenue than what the legislature has projected.
What does it mean for the wallet of the average Central Floridian? We've been hearing a lot about how we're seeing the recovery on paper. It's maybe not so easy for people who are living their day-to-day lives. What does that mean for all of us?
Yeah, wage gains have been very modest over the course of this whole recovery process. Fortunately, inflation has been low and oil prices fell, so that the modest amount of income gain was translated into a significant amount of real disposable income. Going forward, this huge amount of job growth is going to cause wages to rise a little faster in 2015 and 16 than was otherwise the case. Much of the job growth here in Central Florida, of course, has been in the hospitality and leisure industries and in the trade. But what we've seen is that the major attractions, Disney and others, have decided to raise their minimum wage to $10. This is very significant given that we have a lot of growth in this area. And so people will see much more wage gain in 2015 than they saw before. All of that is very good news for the economy and is supported fundamentally by that surge in tourism and the surge in demand for all things Florida.
Thank you very much for your time, Hank.
Thanks, Nicole.